Knocking on her door down the corridor from his own, he stuck his head in.
Is this a good time?
She looked up at him and smiled. Always time for you. Olivia James was sun-kissed, her hair gleaming gold in the light from the window, her strappy sundress revealing toned shoulders and arms.
You're chirpy, he observed as he crossed the room and perched on her desk. Good night last night.
Nice paycheck this morning. Morland paid and I've got my commission.
Ah, I sense more Louboutins are on the way.
She slapped his leg playfully. Cheeky. No, actually, I'm going on holiday. I've booked a villa in Italy and I can't wait. He checked his watch.
It's only 9:30. That was quick.
Idiot. No, I did it yesterday, knowing my commission was imminent.
Is there room for two?
He gave her his most charming smile. No, I'm going with my best friend. No men allowed. Well, until, of course, we start meeting handsome Italian men.
And I'll be stuck here, coping with Mason alone.
Olivia sniggered. You're hardly alone. I think Eloise seems to have mastered his moods. Her expression softened. He seems a changed man the last couple of weeks. I think he's finally put his grief over Smythe aside.